Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
We thank the Lord again for another day that He has set before us. This is indeed a day which the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. It is a choice that we will make, that we will rejoice in this day. You make up your mind. That's what this matter of when you talk about we will do this. You make up your mind. The Lord gives us a will, and we should, of course, cap every plan off by saying, or close every statement concerning a plan that we make by saying, Lord willing, whether it is expressed or not. I mean, expressed with your voice, expressed vocally, or within. Lord willing, we will do this or that. And so we must make up our minds that we will serve the Lord. We will say, this will I do, this one thing I do. Paul said he will forget things that were behind him. The Lord would have him to forget that, those things that are behind. The Lord would have him to press forward to the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Those indeed are things that the Lord would have us to do. And so, you're not having to pray and Lord saying, Lord, would you have me to leave the world behind and to draw nearer to the Lord Jesus? Well, He's already told you in His word what He'd have you to do. We are to deny ourselves. Paul said we are to die daily. The Lord Jesus said we would take up our cross, die daily, and to follow Him. So you don't have to pray and ask the Lord if He would have you to give yourself fully to Him. Now, He has given Himself for us. And so the scriptures are already settled. The will of God, the mind of God is already known about these matters. And what is left for us to do is to follow Him. That's indeed the time that we are to serve the Lord Jesus. Those are the times when we are to serve Him. And these are the times right now. We know the will of God and the mind of God about sin. There is nothing good in the world for us in the sense that the Lord says that in my body, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. We don't have to do any research work. Don't waste your time trying to find some good in you. I heard a preacher once say that he preached this at funerals. We've all done some bad things and we've all done some good things. And so don't be trying to figure out what I'm going to say. Now, I don't like that approach because it is not doing bad or doing good that gets you to heaven. It is whether you have received Christ as your Lord and Savior that gets you to heaven. And that's what brings you into a right relationship with the Lord, is whether or not you've received Christ. Doing good will not erase your sins or will not satisfy the anger of God that He has toward you as a sinner. If you will receive Christ, see, the iniquities of us all were laid upon Him. And because of His power, His righteousness, and His holiness, He will place our sins, He has placed our sins on Himself. And when He died, all of our sins were yet future. So He didn't die for the sins that we committed unto this day, and we'll have to make it on our own from this point. No, when you were born, Christ had already died nearly 2,000 years ago. And so when He died, He was looking into the future, paying for all of your sins, which you had never even committed because you weren't even born. Now that you are born, now that you've been born again through faith in Christ, then your sins are still yet future, and that same blood that was shed on Calvary covers them all. Our Heavenly Father, I pray Thee to bless the Word of God today as we seek to minister. Lord, we know that Thou hast blessed and will bless again, but use us, I pray, to encourage Thy people. For Jesus' sake, amen. Now, please, let's continue looking in the book of Genesis now. And what we are going to see is in Genesis chapter 22, verse 1, the scripture saying, "It came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him." Now, let's take first of all the first part of this. It came to pass after these things. What things? Of course, the things that were previously mentioned in chapter 21, and when which Abimelech and Abraham made the covenant, in which of these seven lambs were slain, in which they had agreed that they would not do. The well would be recognized as having been Abraham's property, and that the servants of Abimelech had been justly dealt with for the way that they had mistreated Abraham's servants. This came to pass. And I'd like for you to focus a bit on that, not very long, but just a thought. Wherever you are in a situation, in a battle, just remember, it came upon you without a warning. Or did it? The trial came suddenly upon you, and there you are in the midst of it. You saw some trials, or you can see some trials coming, or you wake up and there they are. What do you do? One thing I can tell you that is this: it came to pass. The feelings you now know, they won't last forever. The trial, the heartache that it's, the pain that is there, it won't last forever. Now, you must be willing to accept God's grace to be healed because of the loss. Don't reject His grace. He is providing you help to go on, and the devil would have you feeling guilty that you should not go on and enjoy your Christian life. No, the Lord is the Lord. He's the joy of our lives. He's the strength of our lives. And so, therefore, go ahead and enjoy the life the Lord has given to you. Don't let sin weigh you down, and don't let past losses prevent you from enjoying the present heritage. You see, now I say this in all tenderness. If you have had someone taken from you, don't feel guilty that you don't have them and that you're enjoying life now. Don't feel guilty because the Lord left you here. He took them and left you here. Now, the Lord is the one who gives life, and the Lord is the one who takes life. So stop questioning God and challenging Him on the choice He has made. He left you here that you will go ahead and be a testimony for Him, because the heartache that you've now known came to pass. Didn't come to stay here, as the old preacher said. It came to pass. And the Lord wants you to go ahead on and to serve Him and to live for Him, because this day is not going to last forever. The only thing that will last forever is the people who go into a devil's hell will know the pain that lasts forever. But God's people will never know pain forever. We'll go into a place that's going to last forever. We're going to last forever. Our souls will last forever. The soul of the wicked lasts forever. But I'm talking about a condition of pain. That doesn't follow you forever. Accept God's grace and go ahead on and enjoy the life that the Lord would have you. I know it takes time. Of course it does. So don't feel guilty when you enjoy moments. The devil has you to do that, and then there are loved ones. Why, you are not grieving? Oh, yes, you grieve in your own way, but go ahead on and live for the Lord. He'll give you the grace. These things came to pass. They didn't come to stay here. Let's go on. And God did tempt Abraham. Oh, that's a big question, isn't it? God tempting Abraham to do what? Well, here's the test. He is bringing Abraham to a place where Abraham's love is going to be demonstrated, that his love for the Lord is greater than anything else. His love for the Lord is great, and he loves the Lord more than anyone else or anything else. God did tempt Abraham. Well, friends, if you have not experienced any trials, then you can't expect What can you say? What kind of life are you going to live if you have no trials? Once my dad and I were riding along in a truck, and the truck was loaded down and a lot of weight on it. And I said to Dad, I said, why are all these hills? Why can't they just cut everything down, get rid of the hills, and make the road smooth and straight all the way? And he said, son, if they were to cut down all the hills, then we'd have one big hole to drive in. And so, you know, you think about that. The Lord left the hills here. I know what, you know, the engineers cut down the hills and fill in the holes with the dirt that they got off the top of the hills and make it smooth. But the Lord didn't do it that way. There are hills for us to climb. There are valleys through which we go. And the Lord tests and trains and prepares and strengthens us and builds us up. The Lord Jesus came and he suffered mightily. The just suffered for the unjust. The righteous God suffered for sinners. Christ died for sinners. Now listen, the more you live for the Lord, the more responsibility is going to be placed upon you, and thus the greater need for you to have strength and wisdom to do the task to which God has called you. All right? And say that again. The more the Lord gives you to do, the greater the need for you to have the wisdom and the strength to do the task to which God has called you. And the more a tool is used, the stronger that tool must be. Why, you don't use my grandmother used to talk about so-and-so being as weak as branch water, she would say. In other words, not enough flow in the water coming down down to wash anything away. Water that flowed in a little small branch, small, very trickle of water. And she would talk about certain people being as weak as branch water. Not a mighty flowing river, mighty rushing Amazon, no. Well, if there is to be a great work done, then there must be great power, great testing being done by that individual upon that person. And that's what the Lord will do for you and for me. Are you one being tested by the Lord? He has a great job for you to do, a great work set before you. Will you do it? Will you allow him to prepare you for that task? Will you go through that task with a right attitude, bearing his name, seeking to serve and to please him? He will test you. He is going to temper you. He is going to make you stronger, make you wiser. That's what those tests will do. And it's going to reveal what is really there and show you your heart's contents. And he will get a testimony to himself in this world, as he did with this passage we see. Heavenly Father, we ask the blessings of the Lord our God upon us today. Bless this message and bless thy people for Jesus' sake. Amen. I do invite you to join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson in Greenville, South Carolina, 920 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Greenville. May the Lord bless you.